I'm Joe Palca reporting. Tensions in North and South Korea. It's a quasi-state of war. That, according to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, who has placed his military on high alert in the frontline areas after North and South Korea exchanged artillery fire near the border. Pyongyang has made similar declarations in the past. Korean analyst Daniel Pinkston with the International Crisis Group in Seoul says neither side feels it can back down, but neither side wants war either.
I think that both sides want to avoid a high-intensity conflict. But nevertheless, there's a possibility of miscalculation and inadvertent escalation.
The tensions come amid ongoing annual joint U.S. and South Korean military exercises, which North Korea condemns as preparation for war. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter says Turkey needs to do more to fight Islamic State as well as control its borders. He also said Turkey has agreed in principle to join the U.S.-led airstrikes against the militants.
We need them also as a neighbor to this conflict zone, as a longtime NATO ally and a responsible member of the anti-ISIL coalition, to control the border, the long border that they have with both Syria and Iraq.
Islamic State fighters and equipment have been able to cross into Iraq and Syria from Turkey. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Ceremonies were held today at the Bangkok shrine hit by this week's bombing, which left 22 dead. Authorities have stepped up security patrols at tourist sites and other areas across the Thai capital city. This is VOA News. A South Sudanese journalist has been shot dead days after President Salva Kiir threatened to kill reporters who, in his words, work against the country. Unidentified gunmen killed Peter Moy of the New Nation newspaper near the paper's offices in Juba. Colleagues say it appeared to be a targeted attack. The U.S. State Department called on Juba to expeditiously and thoroughly investigate this incident. Yukaya Amano, the head of the U.N. nuclear agency, has downplayed a media report that his agency will allow Iran to carry out its own nuclear inspections as part of a multilateral accord reached last month in Vienna. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby.
We have full confidence in the IAEA and in the inspection regimen that they will establish and set up to make sure that Iran cannot achieve nuclear weapons capability. We're very comfortable with the arrangements.
Meanwhile, President Obama is continuing to call on members of Congress to support the Iran nuclear deal, stressing that the U.S. could still take military action or reinstate sanctions against Tehran if it violates terms of the agreement. Mr. Obama wrote in an August 19th letter addressed to Representative Gerald Nadler, a New York Democrat, that the U.S. is prepared to increase missile defense funding for Israel, which has strongly opposed the nuclear agreement between Iran and world powers. Far-left members of Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras's ruling Syriza party have broken off to form their own party after unsuccessfully trying to block passage of a $95 billion bailout package from the European Central Bank. The 25 lawmakers announced today that they will create the popular Unity Party, becoming the third largest party in Greece's 300-seat parliament. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter says medical tests reveal he has melanoma, former cancer. Speaking Thursday, Mr. Carter said the disease has spread from his liver to his brain.
But I was surprisingly at ease. You know, I've had a wonderful life. I've had thousands of friends, and I've had an exciting and adventurous and gratifying existence.
President Carter says he's still planning to teach Sunday school this Sunday at his church in the hometown of Plains, Georgia, like he's done almost every Sunday since he left office as president back in 1981. U.S. weather experts say this past July was the hottest month ever recorded and that 2015 will almost certainly break a record for the warmest year. The global temperature since January was 0.85 degrees above the 20th century average, the warmest January through July temperature ever recorded. Experts say 9 of the last 10 warmest months on record have come since 2005. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Coming up on The Voice of America, English teaching and learning English